reach the blank canvas. With ECST.
They know black people are sleeping beasts and they gotta keep us in check, because if we understand the power that we had, we wouldn't be in a situation where we're in, we'll be on top.
You know what we said in earlier episodes about, if you're a woman who is with a man that has power, aka money, if you have enough self-respect, you're not going to put up with that.
Man, it's getting to the point where motherfuckers, you need to go to Vegas, if you have a little hankering for some white meat, and go to the Buddy Ranch. You know, yeah, and just like be anonymous. Pay enough money to, extra to be anonymous, but it won't out your ass.
Because they don't want you to stir the pot. They don't want you to rock the boat. They don't want you to figure out what's wrong. They want to keep the narrative going. As long as we keep, you know, toeing the line and believing that what everything they say is right, we'll never be who we really are. If it weren't for Friday, I don't really know if many people would even pay attention to Faison Love.
Case in point, ST, man. It's a case in point, dude.
And now, ECST.
Down, down on the pontoon, making waves and catching rays out on the roof. Jumping out the back, don't act like you don't want to. Party in slow motion, out here on the open. Hold a boat in. What up, EZ? How you feeling, man?
I had a whole bus open. Brush up on that vagina. Well, yeah, what's up with you, ST? How you living?
Man, I'm living good. You know, just happy to be here. You know, special Saturday episode for y'all. You know, just want to give y'all something special since we missed last week, you know, and almost missed yesterday.
Yeah, but you know how we do. We try to, you know, make up for it, you know, like a motherfucker procrastinating, so we gonna give y'all some little extra shit. But yeah, man, what's been up with you, ST?
Man, just chilling, you know, just sitting back here, you know, shaking my head at Kanye.
Nigga, we gonna get to that nigga in a moment, man. Yeah. But dog, what's up with DJ, you see why DJ Khaled was trending on Twitter?
I did not. What's he trending for now?
You would think it would be music, but guess what it is?
What is it?
That nigga said, I don't give women head because kings don't give women head. What? He said, she better go down on me, but I will never go down on her. I was like, wow.
And that nigga gonna keep, like, looking for hoes to get with.
Hell yeah, man.
As long as he live.
Hell yeah, man. Because he's bare now. So, I guess the wife is just like, whatever. He got this money. And I'll just go ahead and get some dude outside of the house to eat it up. He could just beat it up at home.
Pretty much. That's stupid. I mean, you can't be that selfish.
Yeah, I know. I could be selfish. Because I ain't going to lie. If I could be in a relationship where the hoe just, you know, gobble me up, you know what I'm saying, and took my sperm deposits, and then she was like, I'm just good with that. I'd be like, bitch, I'm gonna marry you. I'm like, I'm gonna marry you, ho. You gonna suck it, then let me beat it up? You's a winner! Well, man, ain't no way, man, the way this world going. And it's kind of reverse, man. I met some females in the past that were just like, man, nah, I don't like doing that. I don't like giving head. And I was just like, lose my number.
Stupid.
I ain't messing with you. You're talking about, but you told me you had a bright future. Like, until you say you ain't gonna suck with that dick. Like, F that. Is that a deal breaker for you, ST? Like, you know, like, hypothetically, if you know you aren't married.
It's not.
Ain't that a deal breaker where she's like, I don't like giving head?
It's not a deal breaker. Nah, man, like, for me, like, hey, it's cool, but it's not like something that I, you know, put all my eggs in, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's cool, but, you know, it's not, you know, I don't know.
Is that a necessity for you?
It's not an absolute necessity. Shit. It's nice to get, but it's not an absolute.
I gotta have it. Yeah, dude, that's a definitely a deal breaker. When she was like, I can't do that. And I was just like, well, you know.
I would definitely rather have. I'd rather have a woman who wants to do it than a woman who doesn't.
Yeah, because if you don't do that, then that's pretty much she ain't gonna do nothing for you. And yeah, say a woman that don't get hair, you can't trust them, son. you can't be trusted. Because for real, like deep down, that's kind of like a submissive thing to do. And if your woman not willing to do that, then something up.
Well, you can. I guess you can present that same argument for the men, though.
Nah, just for women. I'm just kidding. Well, yeah, it could go both ways, man. Well, you can just be like, man, the dude is not, you know, but the men don't submit to women. But I understand what you're saying, where they're just being selfish.
But as men, we do submit to our women. Well, because you know, especially if you are a religious person, if you are a godly person,
yeah,
like you know off the top that you know men and women submit to each other.
Yeah.
So
that's true. That's true.
Yeah, you are a man of God, then you do indeed submit to your woman. It's just you know a matter of, I guess, you know, putting you know the right things in context. You know, because some you know, I guess some men think that. You know, if you submit to your woman sexually, then that means that you submit to her and, you know, I guess.
Psychologically?
Yeah. It's kind of like a demotion or something like that.
Well, it just depends, man. As long as that junk ain't, you know, smelling like some biscuits from Miss Winter. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It smell like that down there, that, you know what I'm saying? I'll partake with. If it's all, you know, it smell like some biscuits on a hot Sunday morning, I'm be like, nah, baby, you have to do something about that. I ain't going down there. She's like, go ahead, baby. I'm like, nope. Better wash that shit.
I'm gonna be honest, though, man. Like, ain't nothing like eating some good pussy. I'm for real. Ain't nothing like it. Because if you think about it, man, like, I don't know, like you get satisfaction giving somebody else satisfaction.
It is true.
So it's kind of like, I don't know, to be honest, I feel like a man who can pleasure a woman with his mouth is much more valuable than a man who can just pleasure a woman with his dick.
That's true, because a lot of dudes can't do it.
No, they can't. Because, I mean, that's if you think about it, that's more ways that you can have, you know, a woman you know, under your spell or whatever, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, under that thumb.
Yeah, pretty much. Hell like, yeah. You know, that dopamine.
Hell yeah. They had them thinking about you all day and all night. just be waking up like, EC. And I'm like, yeah, what's up, baby? with a piece of hair in between my teeth. Like, what's up?
Danger.
Hell yeah. Shit, I'm messing with a steak and hoe for real though. But yeah man, like dude, like your boy, well we might as well go ahead and get to it, man. Your boy Kanye, dog.
Yeah, he tripping.
No, like what the fuck, man? Like how can you go from just be out of touch to just not giving a fuck?
Yeah. The nigga talking real reckless. Stunt man.
he really is, dog. I watched that TMZ
Yeah, I did too.
Interview two times and I couldn't handle it no more. And shout out to the homeboy that put him in check. I forgot his name, like Van something.
Yeah.
But he put the dude in check, but he was just like if everybody don't know, but definitely you listen to our show, you've already heard about what Kanye said about he's saying that slavery is a choice.
He was saying, you know, 400 years of slavery. He's like, okay, at what point do we stop, you know, I guess he's saying at what point do we stop choosing to be, you know, the beaten and oppressed and start, you know, rising up and taking these niggas out. I get that. Like, I get what he was saying, but it just sounded, it sounded like he was just saying, all right, we just chose to be slaves.
Yeah.
Which indeed we didn't, because.
No, we didn't.
Anytime, anytime we did try to have a revolt, there were, you know, there were people, there were other slave owners
who. And other slaves, too.
Yeah. Yeah, as well as other slaves who would turn their backs on us and keep us in that bondage.
Hell yeah, like it's been multiple reports, it's been multiple documents that said it's been like trying to be revolts on certain plantations. Yeah. But it was like house Negroes and some field Negroes stopping the revolt.
Yeah.
Just for a pat on the head, but you still out there picking cotton. Like, thank you for stopping them, boy. Like,
pretty much.
Yeah, man, because the reason why, because at first, man, people know their history. When slavery was first started in America, it didn't go well for years.
No.
Because the slave masters or just the newer slave owners didn't know how to bend the prideful Africans to their will.
Yep.
They didn't know how to do it. So, man, what started was they would just take, like, the strongest. They would literally, like, take the strongest male and emasculate them. They would
break them down. Yep.
They would fuck them in front of everybody, beat them down, then lynch them, then kill them. Then they would take some slaves and, like, put rope around both arms and both legs and then ride horses and kill them that way. They would make examples out of anybody trying to run away. They would kill them. And they would hang them on a tree so that could just be a constant reminder, like, this is what happens to you if you die. And I'm not gonna lie to you, man. If you like see that shit constantly, you're gonna be like, man,
I ain't doing none of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna just stay in line.
Yep.
And I'm gonna go ahead and just pick this cotton and just hopefully one day things will get better. Cause that's
well, if you think about it, it's a perfect manifestation of what's going on today.
Yeah, explain.
Well, like when you think about America, what it is now. You know, our black athletes, our, you know, black professionals in the corporate world or whatever.
Yep.
You know, they're not willing. Oh, even our last president.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He wasn't willing to sacrifice himself for the greater good. Because, you know, if he would have acted any kind of policies that would have helped black people, he would have got assassinated. He knows it.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
You know, so, like, it's a perfect manifestation of what today is. Because, like, you think about, you know, just who's willing to step out. You know, besides, you know, that one nigga who is like, hey, man, enough of this. You know, Colin Kaepernick.
Well, like a Nat Turner.
Yeah. What's the dude's name? Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
I think that's his name. Yeah, him. Of course, you know, we haven't heard anything else since his BET speech.
Since he was a white woman now, but hey, that's what.
Oh, shit. hopefully nobody told him that, hey, you need to shut that up. And, you know, he listened, but.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a perfect manifestation of what it is today. It's just on a grander scale.
Yeah. But it's also very poignant, something that Kanye said. We had a little interview with Charlamagne that I watched a little bit of. It's the one part that kind of stuck out to me. He was like, man, the music industry kind of sets you up to only have enough money to get a car.
Yep.
Get a couple nice cars, get a house, and then just tour the rest of your life. And he said that's the only way that artists can survive. And when you think about it, it's true. Think about all like the older rock groups that still like touring. Like,
unless you're an old white rock group.
Yeah.
That'd be the only time. Because you can still tour for the rest of your life.
Yeah, because what's Space is still touring. Kiss, Rolling Stones.
Still are.
Yeah, they old as fuck, man.
Yeah. Man, nigga, Mick Jagger coming out on stage in a walker, nigga.
Yeah, man. He's got to get that money, dude. Got to keep up those bills and that mortgage and that mansion that you're living in, man.
Yeah. And, you know, all them 15 wives he probably had.
Hell yeah. But it was just kind of, that was very, very strange. And then another strange thing about his interview that Kanye was talking about, he just kept on, like, mentioning a simulation. He just kept on saying that word.
Yep, he did.
Over and over again. And now I'm just like, man, Elon Musk had a thesis saying that we're in a simulation, or somewhat.
Mm.
Yeah, but I didn't want to get too deep in that. But I was like, Kanye saying simulation a lot.
Yes,
like,
he is.
Yeah, like that, he was like, man, just the world we live in, or just, like, your own little simulation that you're living in. And I was just like, all right, then, calm down now. Don't tell me my life doesn't have any choices. This shit already planned out.
Yeah.
The thing about that shit, man, that shit was real. That shit would blow so many people's minds, man.
Yeah,
like,
it would.
Like, your life's already predestined, and we're in a big-ass computer. And, like, we have, like, in the end, that's almost saying in the end we have no free will.
Pretty much. Which, you know, can't be the truth.
Yeah, it can't be. It can't be the truth, dude. But you know, it'd be crazy.
Yeah.
If the Matrix was really real.
Yeah.
And they were trying to tell us years ago.
Red or blue pill? Who would take it?
Who would take it, dude? I don't know, man. Which one gets you out? Was it the red pill that gets you out? Or the blue pill? I forgot.
The red one gets you out. The blue one keeps you in. You know,
in the Matrix, in the computer.
So. Yeah, keeps you masked. So,
and then like it was kind of fucked up because when Keanu did get out, it was just like miles and miles and miles of just pods sitting on like a tower, and there's people just living in them bitches from birth all the way to death.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, that would be crazy, dude. If you could take the pill and you get out that bitch, you'd be like, man, fuck! Like, you got that bitch. You'd be like, goddamn. I would come back, though, and start using those powers that Keanu was using. Hell yeah, I'd be going through punching niggas through walls and shit. She's like, stop me, niggas. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special episode of the Black Cameras Podcast. We are a weekly podcast show that comes on every Friday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasting services. That's iTunes, AudioMac, Stitcher, CastBox, and YouTube. And you can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which is at Blank Canvas ECST on Twitter. Same thing for Instagram, and the same thing for Facebook. And without further ado, let's get to the motherfucking news.
Let's get it.
Poor Wale, man. So, listen to this shit, ST, and tell me what you really, really think. Wale says, light-skinned rappers have an advantage over dark-skinned rappers, and it's saying him being dark-skinned is hurting his career.
Well, at first, when you first hear that, you say, nah.
Yeah.
But then you think about it, because that's exactly what I did. I said, that's not true. And then I thought about it, and I was like, well, wait a minute. All these white rappers they putting out, they're launching them to success. Like Drake.
Why all them niggas ain't like Little, though? You ever notice that, too? Like, why they ain't Little in front of it?
Yeah, I don't know. They're living off our success, nigga.
Yep. But
you got, you know, Drake, who is, you know, literally the, you know, has his hands around the game.
Yeah, chokehold right now, dude. He can't do no wrong.
So, you know, and you think about, you know, he's a mixed rapper. He's like super light skinned. And is it skill? Is it, you know, just, you know, right place, right time? Or is it, you know, is it them? Is it placement? But then you got guys like Post, who's doing well right now, is, you know.
Yeah, Post doing good. What other like hot rapper right now? This is kind of I hate the whole. I'm gonna be
G Easy.
Yeah, that motherfucker in Europe with a cocaine charge. Good luck with that shit. Damn, what's the other dang, it ain't safe. There it is. It ain't safe, nigga. That's what you get. But I'm trying to think of a dark skinned rapper. His argument's flawed right there, Kendrick.
Yeah. I mean that's the only right now, well, yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, just Kendrick.
That's the only outlier. Because yeah. I mean there are plenty of rappers. I think he's just down on what his level is, like what level of success he's had. But then yeah, cuz I mean, like I said before, you know, him and Lupe Fiasco, they are very underappreciated.
Man, for real, man. Yeah. They were born on the wrong timeline of hip hop.
Yeah.
They should have been born in, they should have been around the like the early late 90s, early 2000s. They would have been shit spectacular, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's just a new era. What also, have you ever heard this argument that people said that Bruno Mars would not be as successful as he was if he wasn't racially ambiguous? Do you think that's true?
No, because Bruno got talent, man.
So you think it could be like a dark-skinned nigga that looked like James Brown singing Bruno shit would still be popular? Worldwide? I think we would still like him in our community, but yeah. Whites be more accepting to him.
If he made that type of music, that Bruno Mars makes, I think he could.
Yeah, and the sucky thing about it is we don't have anybody that could be an example.
Yeah, that's willing to cross over and, you know, do that kind of stuff because they feel like it's, you know, lame or whatever to, you know, to be happy and do real music.
Good music. Yeah. Man. He makes good music. I hate the whole argument of light skin, dark skin. Even
I do too.
I hate that shit to begin with, man. Because I'm on a darker side, man. I remember when I first started hanging out with my crew back in college. One of our boys like, man, you dark as hell, E. And I was like, all right, nigga, like, we'll be friends much longer if you keep this shit up. You know what I mean?
You keep bringing this up, nigga.
Yeah, keep bringing this up now. You know what I'm saying? I can drop it like a bad habit now. Come on, calm down now. But yeah, man, it's. He may have a point, yeah, but he hasn't really put out any kind of hits, though, either. That's kind of hurting him that he hasn't really put out, like, any bangers compared to Drake and J. Yeah. Cole.
Yeah.
Because I don't like J. Cole because he light-skinned. I never think about that kind of stuff when I listen to music. When I first heard J. Cole, I didn't know what skin tone a nigga was, man.
Do you think you can hear skin tone?
No, I don't think so. Like some niggas do are sound like if it's like a harder rapper, you're like, okay, nigga might be dark as the sun.
And I mean,
nigga, nigga talking about be nice for what? You're like, yeah, it's light skinned nigga. Like,
yeah. I mean, but like if you listen, you know, you listen to G Easy, he don't sound white.
I can't even tell who G Easy is sometimes because he has so many fucking features on his songs.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, which one is him? Because that song, like, It Ain't Safe, I don't know which one's him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
I think it's the second one.
The second verse?
I think so.
Yeah, he ain't singing the hook, is he?
Yeah, that's him.
That's him singing the hook?
Yep.
Sound like a nigga.
Yeah, see?
I'm telling you, man. They're infiltrating our culture, dude, and we accepting it. We like, yeah, nigga, and after a while.
This shit tight, nigga.
Yeah, after a while, man, somebody said they're going to make Tupac white. In 2080. Like when pretty much everybody's like dead from that generation, they're gonna make him white, dude.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, man. I wish I could jump in the future and see some shit. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Motherfucker.
Like, what the fuck is this? Like, no, nigga. No. We look around like, everyone like, no, nigga, no. Just had to go to a psychiatric ward, just in a ward with like a straight jacket, just like, no, nigga, no. That changed everything.
But yeah, I think to Wale's point, he has like it's valid to a degree, mm-hmm. but he also doesn't have he doesn't have that smash. He's had some really, really, really good songs.
Like Lotus Bomb.
Yeah.
Lotus Flower Bomb. That's my shit.
That and Bad or whatever with what's her face?
Yeah, oh yeah, with Rihanna. Yeah, that shit, yeah. Shit was hot. He ain't put out no good music in a while.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. Maybe he's like, I don't know, maybe he feel like his efforts just aren't, just aren't appreciated. Or maybe he's just not getting the push that he wants. But,
yeah,
I don't know. But he's been saying stuff like this for a long time, though.
Yeah, even J. Cole, spent a whole bar talking about that nigga on Lost Prophets.
Yeah, he did.
It's like, goddamn, nigga, don't you see you got fans, nigga? Like, he want to just be, he want to be on that Drake level.
Yep, he does. But and that he's got to understand that, that position isn't for everybody.
It's not, man. Like, everybody can't be Tom Brady. Everybody can't be Peyton Manning. Everybody can't be, Gail Sayers. It's like one of the best running backs of all time, man. Look the nigga up. Everybody can't be Sean Taylor. Rest in peace.
Yep.
It's like, some people have to be,
B and C players.
But you still achieve more than a lot of people have achieved.
Shoot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man.
He has a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It's like niggas that some other kind of shit that pisses me off. Like actors, they get typecast to a role. It's like, I want to do something else. Like, nigga, you're making money and you're bringing joy. You're bringing joy to your fans. Like, be happy, man. Be happy that you caught lightning in a bottle. People are so ungrateful and they kind of chalk it up as I'm a competitor and I just want to do more of my life. I'm a perfectionist. I'm like, nah, man. Like, you're ungrateful to me, man.
Yeah, with that, and you just you're unsettled.
Yeah.
Just that's ridiculous, up. Man. Yeah, man. If I was playing a superhero, man, I would never give up Iron Man.
Hell no, dude. Got that crack charge going on, and I can come back from some shit, nigga. Nah, man.
I'd be 72 playing Iron Man.
Yeah, man. Like, lace him up. Yeah.
Let's get this shit, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, dude. I can see it from a white's perspective. I wish I had a white friend that actually listens to hip hop. I don't have a white friend listen to hip hop at all. So, I'm going to keep that 100. I don't. But what do they listen to? Did EC? Don't worry about it. But I could kind of see how being a lighter skin tone can affect your sales coming from a white person. Because white people buy more music than black people do.
Yeah, they do.
And they stream more than we do. So I can kind of see that affecting how they listen to shit.
Yeah.
But there's nothing, man. We don't embrace our melanin, man.
No.
That's a good shirt idea.
Embrace your melanin.
Embrace your melanin. Look for that shirt to come out, man. Black Canvas next week. We're doing that shit next week. Hell
we
yeah.
Better not see it.
You better not steal our shit. They will. But yeah, man. I can see it as a white person being like, man, he looks non-threatening. Cause I never get the first time. It had nothing to do with the skin color, I don't think. But I never get the first my first CD I ever owned was DMX. When it's dark and hell is hot.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad, it was like, I think the last CD my dad ever bought me. Last thing he really ever bought me. And he gave me the CD. He was like, this man raped somebody. And then he handed it to him. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right, this nigga hard. How can you rape somebody? Something new! I was like, that's some kind of weird shit to say to somebody, and then hand him a CD. Like, just give it to me.
Like, you gonna give this to me after you know this fact?
Yeah. Like, for real, he could have been that shit talking about raping people and shit. Like,
what kind of parent are you?
What kind of parent are you? Like, pops, come on, man. I'll never forget that shit too. I still got that CD, man. This is a fucking classic.
Yep.
Man, I miss old school hip hop, man.
I know, man.
My dog, man. I miss that shit. You let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest. Take my breath. Man, that was that shit. But y'all can see it only affecting white people and ignorant black people.
Yeah.
That's it. That's pretty much it, man. So, Wale, man, get some hits.
Yeah, man.
Get in the studio, man, and just grind. Because I, like, half the time I be sitting here, he be courtside, like, doing a, like, one-eye wink gun pose. No, nigga, get your ass in the fucking studio, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, you complaining about how you ain't getting no... You ain't getting no love. Should get in there and create some love.
Hell yeah, man. You barely see... You see Drake out all the time. He got Ghost Riders. But, he has time to chill out and have fun. But
he got time to go to Raptors games.
Hell yeah. and watch the niggas get blown the fuck out.
Getting worked.
Hell yeah. Get that back blown in. But, yeah, you barely see, like, J. Cole in the public eye.
Yeah.
Because that nigga's always probably churning out music. Don't tell how much music he has just sitting up, stacked
up.
Oh,
yeah.
Like Tupac. Like, Tupac had a whole bunch of music stacked up, too, man. And
That might be the legacy that he tries to live up to.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, he may get to a point where, you know, he just stops recording and just has nothing but, you know, volumes of music just, you know, sitting there waiting.
Hell yeah. I can definitely see that, man. But enough of that shit, man. Get your shit up. Get your shit up, Wale, man. God damn.
Yeah. Stop complaining, nigga.
Yeah, man. Like shit.
You got every advantage, every opportunity to make stuff happen. You ain't making it happen.
Let me see. Oh yeah, this is something funny, real quick. What happens if you, like, go into a meeting? Let's say you're a coach, and you go into a meeting room, and you're talking to prospective, you know, players for your team.
Mm-hmm. Prospect.
Yeah, prospect. And the prospect comes up to you and says, if you do not draft me, I'm going to fuck all your wives. like, what would you do, ST? Would you be looking at him like... Where the cameras at? Like, for real.
Well, first I would say, this nigga real.
Yeah. I want him on my squad. I don't want him fucking my wife.
I mean, I would definitely try to talk to him, like, and be like, yo, if this is your game plan to get drafted, you might want to rethink this. Because, you know, these white people ain't playing with you. Like, you can't. You know, I understand you may want to, you know, you think this is funny or whatever, but this is real life. And people judge you and evaluate you based on how you act and speak.
Yeah.
So, you know, get yourself together, young man. Like, stop that. Like, listen, I get it. You want to be drafted, but, you know, don't piss away your dreams because you want to be funny.
But wait a minute. I'm reading the article. This nigga hadn't played since 2012.
What?
Yes.
What is he doing in the meeting room in the first place?
I don't know how that happened. So it said a SWAT team in Florida raided the home of a former college football player after cops say he threatened several Dallas Cowboy members as not getting drafted in the NFL draft. The Melbourne Police Department has confirmed a SWAT team. Why did I say the SWAT? Y'all said a SWAT team out for us, whatever. A 26-year-old Kenyon Reed, who played linebacker at Tennessee Chattanooga until 2012. Constable told Reed had called several members of the Dallas Cowboys, was telling them they need to sign him, and if they didn't, their wives are going to get fucked until they like them. Jesus Christ.
This nigga getting like numbers from niggas. Like, how do you get cowboy numbers?
Yeah, that's weird, dude. I guess some of his boys probably plays in the league and probably took their phones and was like, "Hey, man, but you go to the bathroom? All right, cool. Let me look at them little pissy holes and get niggas numbers." Like, dude. Like, yeah, I'm about to fuck your wife if you don't draft me. Like, who the fuck is this? And then, like, some insecure coach would be like, you got any tape, son? You got any tape on you? You can send me?
Yeah.
I ain't trying to lose my wife. But that's insane, dude. Like, who would have like the gumption to just be? I guess a nigga just high, man.
Maybe so.
Yeah, that nigga just high, dude. I'm just like, that makes no fucking sense, man.
At all.
That makes no sense. I just thought that shit was funny. But something that's kind of appalling that I heard about. Did you hear about Trump's trying to invite two polar opposite African Americans to a race summit to discuss race in America? He's bringing in Kaepernick and Kanye West to discuss race. Like, that makes no sense, man.
I don't expect anything to get done.
No, nothing to get done, man. If I was Kaepernick, I wouldn't go, because I'm like, you're bringing somebody as a polar opposite of me, so you can just watch two black men bicker between each other.
Pretty much.
That's all it is, man, because there's no way that Kaepernick and Kanye West are going to agree on anything.
Oh, no, they're not going to see eye to eye on anything.
No, they're both not going to back down either, especially Kanye not going to back down off of what he has to say.
I think now 45 is just going to parade Kanye around like a chump. He's just going to use him like he's using Ben Carson.
Yep.
And what's her face? Before he let her go. Omarosa. As we said on episodes of past, like, they just use you. And then when they're done, they throw you away.
Hey, it's used like a fucking pawn, man. That's it.
Yeah. So, what are we really going to, like, what are we looking to accomplish with this meeting? I don't see a purpose for it.
I really don't either, man. I wouldn't even, I don't think Kaepernick going to go, but I think Kanye will go.
Yeah. Of course, because, you know, he just got through sticking his nose in his ass.
Yeah. He probably doing it. I remember Young Thug came out and said, man, leave Kanye alone. He has an album coming out. Are y'all that dumb? I'm just like, no, man. You can't just be just spewing
irresponsible
shit. Yeah, you can't be irresponsible like that, man. Just saying whatever the fuck you want just for a buzz, for people to keep talking about you. It's just like, man, it actually kind of worked, but it's not going to help. It's not going to help.
For the wrong reasons.
It's going to help for the wrong reasons, but it's not going to help your album sales. Like, somebody's going to be so disgusted, they're not going to listen to your shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
No matter, this could be like his best album in years.
Yeah, I doubt that. But
yeah, I doubt that too. He's done, man. His run ended with My Dark and was it?
Yeah, My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
My Dark Twisted Fantasy. That's his run ended.
Yeah, like homeboy at TMZ told him. He said, "You've morphed into something that's, you know, not real."
Yeah.
Like he's not real. Like that. Like his. His perception of reality is so skewed to the normal person. Like, it's not even at genius level. Like, we should stop using that word for Kanye now.
Because he really should.
He no longer fits that mold.
Yeah, he really doesn't. He don't fit that junk at all, dude. He doesn't, man. Just because he makes great music and just because he makes some shoes. I guess to some people, that makes him a genius, but...
And clothes with holes in them.
Yeah, I guess so. He's accomplished more than a lot of people ever accomplished in their life, I guess.
That is very true. That don't make you a genius. That just makes you very creative and, you know.
Some people, just if you can earn money and make music, that's genius level to them, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, just like I told the fam yesterday, you know, he's basically trying to get that money, man. He's trying to get that money. He's trying to be a billionaire.
He's trying, man. And he's selling his soul in the process.
Yeah. I mean, that's been gone. I don't know. I think maybe now all he got left to sell is it. Well, he can't sell his penis because, you know, Kim would divorce him.
Hell yeah. I'm not going to be with a nigga that ain't got a dick. Hell no.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's the reason I'm with you, is for the penis. I'm like, goddamn, bitch. Shit.
I don't know. Maybe he's selling the rest of his hair. I don't know.
Yeah. Shit, take this, nigga.
Either that or his masters.
Hell yeah. Oh, God, don't do that.
Jay probably got them, though.
Hell yeah. If he's smart, he does.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, what happened? What happened if? That's a good question. I wonder if people would really take that would take that bait, where a devil actually comes up to you in human form and like, sell me your soul for all the riches in the world, but once you die, you going to hell. But while you're here, you look like a king.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a lot of people that would take that deal.
Yeah, a lot of people said, yeah, man. And then, like, you die the next day. Like, ha-ha!
Hey, that would be a trip, nigga.
That should be funny as fuck.
It would.
You go to sleep, wake up, and somebody over you with, like, a shotgun, be like, yeah, boom! Shit, like you wake up and just like yell and then pull the trigger like right in your face. He was like, what the fuck is this?
Good morning.
You're like, well, I die like this? Like, what the fuck is it? Why are you yelling? Like, that's how you're thinking about it. Yeah, that's how you well, you really can't think because you're gone.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be so quick.
Yeah, you're going to get like 4 hours of riches.
Yeah, yeah. That shit would be crazy, man.
It would, though.
A lot of people would do it, though.
Yeah, they would. Because, well, I mean, you know, a lot of people have lost touch with God, man.
Oh, man. Hell yeah.
A lot of people have given up on God, so.
All these suicides. That,
yeah.
That DJ Avicii, come to find out, he used a broken bottle glass to slit his wrist.
Dang.
Fuck that shit. I'm going to get a gun. And blow my brains out. Like, we don't talk anymore. Yeah. We don't talk anymore like we used to. Bow. I have to do it that way. Then, shit, that's like, that's some gangster shit, man, being honest.
Yeah.
Sting your wrist with a rusty bottle.
That nigga must have did it like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, man, just, I'm tired of being here. I'm like, well, all right, shit, go ahead then. Man, I couldn't do it. I don't care if I have accomplished everything I can in this world. You know what I'm saying? To people, you know, people just think success is amassing a whole bunch of money and achieving your dreams.
Yeah.
But you still have to want to help people. I think part of success to me is helping people as well.
Well, like I said before, like, that's part of your responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, you have a responsibility, especially if you have the means. Like, that's part of your responsibility.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know, having wealth and, you know, all of that, yeah, that's cool and everything. But, you know, what are you doing with it to, enrich other people's lives? Like, you know, is that, you know, is having all this money really give you inner peace? Like, I look at what, you know, Bill Gates and his wife are doing right now. Mm-hmm. Like they just gave 20,000 students. They just paid their
college tuition.
Yeah, they paid their college tuition. 20,000 students.
Good lord.
Now, like you know, you think about something like that, and like one would think that, man, Bill has to have a lot of inner peace right now. Like I bet he's never been as happy as, you know, in his life than right now. He can give, still make money every minute of his life, even in his sleep.
Yep.
And make somebody else's life better. Or give somebody the opportunity to make their lives better. Like, that's what greater feeling can you have, man?
I know, man. That's true success to me, man. Just to be able to, your wealth expands beyond your family.
Yeah.
Where you can take care of your family, your family straight.
Yeah.
But also you can take care of just anybody that you want to. You can just wake up one day and be like, you know what, I'm gonna help 10,000 people.
Yeah.
That's the kind of wealth I would like to have. Just walk up to somebody, just be like, hey, you know what, man? Like that, I guess, like that Drake video, God's Plan video. Just walk up to somebody and be like, man, what you need?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
That would be great to do that, man.
Oh, yeah. I'd be so happy to do that, John. I was looking at it like, don't follow me home now. Like,
yeah,
you're saying shit like that.
I got snipers.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm being nice. Like, don't fuck up your blessing. Because I'll put you to sleep. And then, like, pat him on the head and walk off. Walk off whistling. Like, this thing crazy. He's like, don't bother me because I'll fuck you up. Bye. Have a nice day. Enjoy the money. You know how people just like, if you give an inch to take a mile?
Yeah.
Like, this nigga gave me $100,000. I'm telling how much he got in his house. Let's go fuck the nigga up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You wake up, nigga, walk into the house with a bullet, with a barrel up your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nigga, don't fuck with me. Don't play this shit.
Spread it.
Yeah, you better watch your step. Yeah, man. It's I don't know, man. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy how bad the world has gotten, man.
Yeah.
It's real bad, man. It's fucked up. But you got anything else for the news?
Nah, I think we're going to keep it at that.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to the top.
Let's get it.
All right, ST. How much money would it take for you to become out of touch? And why we bring this up is just an example of just like Kanye being the example.
Yeah, just because, expounding on his craziness.
Because like he came from the south side of Chicago.
Well, yeah, that's what he say. Corey Holcomb.
Oh yeah, what Corey Holcomb say?
He disagrees. He says that Kanye's not from Chicago. He says that Kanye's actually from like Arkansas or something like that.
As a joke, or he like,
nah, for real? I think he's being for real. Nah, he's serious about it. He said Kanye ain't from no shy. But, you know, I don't know.
Just for this example. But if not, yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, for the sake of the show. Yeah. You know.
For the sake of the show, that would be insane, but that would be crazy. Nigga lying about that shit too. But how do you go from just saying like George Bush don't care about white people to saying that slavery was a choice? And I was thinking in my head, I was just like, man, will money just make you just be so out of touch that when you see your own people getting gunned down, you're just like, oh, that's just a poor person to me. That's not a black person. That's just, he's just poor. If he wasn't poor, this wouldn't happen to him.
Yeah.
So how much money in your mind, ST, you think it'd take for you to become out of touch? Now, let's be realistic now. How much money would it take for you just to be so out of touch that something happened to somebody in the black community and you being honest, you just being like, man, I wish I could do something. It ain't me. Yeah. How much money do you think it'll take for you? I know exactly how much it'll take for me.
How much?
I at least have to have a billion in my bank account. At least a billion.
Yes. Yeah, see, that's not enough.
God damn, dude, you want to be the first trillionaire, nigga?
Hey. I'm trying to tell you, man, because we grieve every day, dude.
We really do, man. Somebody dies, or somebody getting called a nigga, or somebody's getting, something happening, man. We're getting oppressed almost every single day, man. You see that video of this, this black woman getting called a nigga by this old white guy because he thought she stole his park in a parking lot? And then people were literally there in the parking lot telling a black woman to leave. And the white woman just yelling at him, "You're a nigger! Get out of here, nigger!" And she was like, "Say it again. Now, you a nigger!" And kicking her and waving her. And one white woman was standing there talking about, "You need to leave now," pointing at the black woman. And the other guy was calling her a nigger. And then it was like a Hispanic guy in between them. He's trying to break it up, and he's laughing. And in my head, I'm like, man, he sees as a nigger too. What the fuck you laughing about?
Yeah, pretty much.
He talking about you too. And I'm just like, if I was in a situation, that nigga would have been decked on sight. I would have fucking Terry Crews them. What was that? Office linebacker in his ass, because he was like standing like right behind like a minivan. I would have ran as hard as I could and threw his body to that minivan and then just ran off. Like, for real, dude. Like, because that's never happened to me.
Yeah,
I've never been called a nigga by a white person, man. I know if that day ever comes. I'm going to jail. Point blank, period. If anybody ever like calls me a nigga to my face, yeah. If the cops make it in time, that I'm going to jail because I'm literally gonna to rain hell on that person. Like seriously, dude, it ain't gonna be pretty. But it was just so sad, man. Even like the men that were like just standing there, they were just standing there laughing while the sister was getting verbally abused, man.
Yeah.
No matter what she said or what she did, she didn't deserve that treatment or being called that name, being called that racial epithet, man.
Yeah, and chances are she probably didn't do anything like abnormally wrong.
Man, wrong place at the wrong time, just being black, man. It's just that's fucking insane, man. But yeah, it'll take. I'm so pro-black. I've been pro-black ever since I was.
That's what I'm saying. That's why the price would have to be up there, dude. Like $1 billion is not enough.
Because you gotta think about it, man. If you didn't come from nothing, you didn't have shit, and then all of a sudden you have the world's your oyster, and then after a while your circles change. That's just like be devil's advocate. Your circles that you have, they change. Every day you're just walking around. You have pretty much all the money you need. You always eat at 5-star restaurants. You got your own personal chef. You got your own nanny. You trying to pretty much work on your success, work on keeping your money and maintaining your money. And that comes with a level of focus already. So you really don't have time to really be on social media, do other stuff if you're that focused trying to keep that money. And after a while, you're just like, man, my life's set. We're all kind of selfish creatures.
Yeah.
To begin with, and I would think I would come back down to earth, but I think if I did have like $1 billion in my account, it would get to the point where I'll just be like, I don't know, man. I'll try to help my people out, man. I don't think any amount of money, not thinking about it, I don't think any amount of money would have me out of touch with my community, or just be like, oh, they're just niggas, you know, it's on them niggas, it ain't me.
Yeah.
It would take no amount of money. I could never have that OJ complex. I couldn't.
Yeah.
No matter how much money I had, because I just know, like, in the end, if I ride down the wrong neighborhood and like one of my fancy cars, they can still light my ass up too, because I'm a nigga.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm a nigga.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said, like, It's almost an amount that's unreal, because you know we go through so much, and for me to just like I see that, you know.
Okay, hold on, real quick. How about this? With the money, you can no longer be on social media. You're shut off from the world as far as like news. You can't see any kind of news. You can't see anything about like what's going on in the world.
Dang.
And you had that money. You will become out of touch because you'd be shut off from it.
Yeah, I'm about to say by nature you would become out of touch.
Yeah, because you'd be shut off from it. That's the only way it can really work for both of us.
Yeah, like you would have no choice but to be OJ if that happened.
Yeah, because and then like every neighborhood you go to, you see like some prosperous black people, mostly like white. You're like, okay, we're doing all right for ourselves, you know. And then you never see what's really going on.
Yeah.
It kind of gets like that, man. Like you had a blinders on.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'll be so ashamed of myself if that ever happened, man. I'd be like, man, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I would be like, I'm a piece of shit if I was just like, man, whatever, I made it. Fuck y'all. I just couldn't do it, man.
Yeah, that's, you know.
But niggas out there like that, dude.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they got to be eradicated, man.
Yeah, they got to, man. They got to be exposed.
Like, we got to stop, you know.
Supporting people out there, too.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
We got to stop giving these type of niggas our time.
Yeah.
And our energy, man. Just stop. Like, you know, it was funny, man. I was listening to ESPN radio just yesterday.
Oh, okay. Who was on that?
Believe it or not.
Who?
Screaming A. Smith.
Oh, shit.
But he was talking about the Kanye thing.
He played both sides of the fence so much. What do you say?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. I mean, but still, I it was good to get his perspective on, you know, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, You know, he made some very poignant
points. What did he say?
Well, he's just basically, he was saying, I don't know how Kanye's gonna come back from this. Like, there's no way he can come back to the black community and, you know, be supported in ways of past.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, there's just certain bridges you don't burn.
Yeah.
And that nigga burned every last one of them mugs.
Yeah, we have the tax niggas. Like, the first way we can be powerful and use our voice is just not to support his music.
Yeah.
Just not support
I think,
buy his shoes either.
Yeah, I think the millions who have, you know, distanced themselves from his Twitter following have already proven that, you know, that they're not supporting him anymore. So
but
I'm sure he's lost, you know, white and black, you know, alike.
He's gained some people too, especially they're saying slavery is a choice. So he gained some people from the right.
Oh, of course,
right
he did.
Side. Yeah, he definitely gained some people.
We should check his Twitter followers to see how many he got now.
Let's see.
Because they probably went up like...
Probably the same thing. Let me see. Kanye.
10 million.
Kanye. Let's see where he at now. Yeah, he still has 28.2 million followers.
It went back up.
Yeah, so... Yeah, he ain't going nowhere, man. Because people just there for the bullshit.
Yeah. But
people that follow him, like... That weird ass nigga, Arian Foster. That's that fake deep niggas. I hate fake deep niggas, man. That LA they deep, but they're not. They be talking out their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people follow this dude just because just who he is and the music that he makes.
Yeah.
That's all he really is.
Yeah.
So hey.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. It would be no amount of money I could have. Even being shut off, just because I'm so programmed the way I am, I'll be thinking about, like, man, like, who's getting fucked over now? Who's getting oppressed now? Because that's just the world we live in, and it shouldn't even have to be like that, man.
Yeah, it don't.
Yeah, man. It's so fucked, the world we live in, man. It's real bad.
Yeah. I just don't want to be that type of nigga who is, you know, always looking for the, you know, the whatever. Like,
I was looking for the bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want
to be that nigga.
Yeah, because that fucks with you after a while.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes there's a bigger fight than what's on the surface.
Yeah.
I was in a Chick-fil-A
mm-hmm.
The other day with this dude I work with. And his, you know, he was like, I wasn't paying attention. We were talking.
Yeah.
And he noticed that it was taking a while for, you know, for people to wait on us.
Yeah.
And I wasn't thinking about it because, you know, we were talking or whatever, but, you know, we didn't step up to the register or anything, but
yeah.
He saw like two white people come up and, you know, they immediately got, you know, serviced and everything. And I was like, man, like, don't even worry about that, because, I mean, we're going to get served, you know, so, you know, like, that battle is not even worth fighting.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just little stuff like that, you know, that you can't really worry about, because, you know, there's a bigger battle.
I would have jumped in the back and made me some sandwiches and left. You motherfucking bastards. I would have pointed it out after I got my meal. Hell yeah. After I got my meal, I want to fuck with my food. I would have definitely said something like, man, why are you all stepping and fetching for these motherfuckers but won't do it for us? I would have, like, at least said something. Yeah. I kind of see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
But I understand where you're coming from, too, as far as, like, man, you can't let every little thing bother you.
Yeah.
But if you don't, and you kind of just let that shit fester... Yeah. It just be like, man, you kind of like going along with the program, man. Because the little stuff, it leads up to the big shit.
You're right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the little sometimes is just not there. It's not worth fighting because it's like, I'm waiting on the big.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm looking for. I'm always looking for the big.
I
never get the big, though.
I just think, man, for us to have any kind of, it's what I'm about to say is kind of sad. I'm just being 100% real. For us to have any kind of progress, any more progress, man, for what we have now, some more people have to get sacrificed, be willing to be sacrificed.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to be at least like, I'll say at least like 100 or like 200 influential black people going to have to get killed.
Ooh.
For anything to get done. And they're going to have to be willing to go ahead and fall on that sword. And then the people, like, people after us are going to, we're going to have to carry the mantle and keep it going.
Yeah, because, and that's the thing. Yeah, that's the key.
That's the key, keeping, man. Keeping it going, man. Because that sacrifice can't be in vain. Because right now, man, like, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, man, Sisley, I mean, like, Zaza Ali, all of our, like, all the people that have been fighting for civil rights leaders and philosophers, man, have been just, like, fighting this battle by themselves.
Yep.
Yeah, man, and it's kind of fucked up, man. I just want to see just in my lifetime. I know in my lifetime we won't see reparations. I know we won't. We'll never get it. We probably never in history will get reparations. Everybody else has fucking got reparations but us.
Yep.
Asians, Jews, everybody has got reparations but us. And even Indians have got reparations.
Yeah,
but we never got it because they know if we got reparations, it'll be over. There'll be nowhere to compete with us because we're pretty much even footing in about 10 years. Is all it will take.
Which is funny though, because you know, I guess there's the myth that black people, mm-hmm. you know, generate, you know, we buy, you know, the most stuff, which is not true.
We have the most discretionary income. That is true. We have the most discretionary income.
But we don't buy all the stuff though. We don't buy like white people buy. Like they make that up.
Yeah,
like
because they invest their shit. We don't invest our money.
Well, with that too though, yeah. But I'm saying like we don't buy up all the stuff that they say, you know, like it's only a percentage that they're taking from a fraction of what's actually being bought from other races. Like if you look at what white people buy, they buy a whole lot more than we do. It's just they take that statistic that they like to use, the 1 trillion,
mm-hmm.
and they put that up. Oh, you know.
You think they're using that as a ploy to just be like, man, like trying to for like a worldwide view, be like, man, blacks are doing okay.
Yeah,
they have money. They just
that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, but like blacks have money, they're just not spending it on the right things.
Yeah, y'all got it, nigga. No, no.
I can kind of see that. I never thought about it like that, but you may have a point. You may have a point. Yeah.
White people spend 10 times as much as we do.
Oh yeah, they do.
10 times.
Because they had a job. They have first year by job.
Yes.
So
10 times. So when people hear stuff like that, you know, you got like I said, true intelligence questions, you know, the norm.
There we go. We got see y'all. ST's a free thinker, y'all.
He's stupid.
Shit, I am too. Shit, fuck that. Like not no Kanye free thinker shit. Like some real shit. But yeah, man, I've never thought about that. But that makes a lot of sense. I've always heard that bullshit statistic.
Yeah,
that
man.
Makes a lot of sense. Like, so people outside of America be like, you know, blacks doing well. They just spend their money on stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, no, nigga. It's hard out here. It's hard out here in the Ville, nigga.
Yeah, man. Like, don't let them fool you with them, you know, wanky statistics, man. Yeah. They just.
How can you prove it anyway?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's just, there's. I don't know. They quick to pull out some facts, but they're not quick to show you how they got those facts.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I didn't even think about that shit, man. It makes a lot of sense. But, yeah, just for ST and I, man, no amount of money could put us out of touch with our community and our people, man. It's just not even worth it. Even if somebody, like, maybe signed a contract where it's like, hey, you get this money, you can't help out your people. A lot of people will still take that money, man. Which is kind of sad. They'll take that shit, man. But I'd be like, man, even if I was poor, I'd be like, man, I don't know, man. Because if I was definitely like a billionaire, multimillionaire, Dude, I would definitely try to like rebuild our communities. Like, oh yeah, one step at a time. I would start with Atlanta. That's where I'm from. I started there.
Yeah.
And then just try to just work my way out from there. It's gonna take.
Yeah. You would have that responsibility, man.
Yeah, you have to, man. Cause you can't take it all with you anyway. And then, cause with my money, all I would do, being real, man, being honest, if I was a millionaire, all I would do is probably like buy like a Lambo, Aston Martin, get like a Tesla, buy a mansion, travel the world, and get some decent clothes and invest my money, and then be sitting up like, okay, I've traveled the world. What is it to do now? Is that you like kind of get bored? It's like, why don't I uplift other people?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's exactly what I would do. I'll like get my little nigga shit out. Like get all my nigger them out, and then be like, all right, how can I help my people? That's pretty much it. That's exactly what I would do, man. But you got any more part? You got any more parting words, ST?
I do not. But we hope this episode was cool. We hope everybody enjoyed it, though.
How about you enjoyed it? But go ahead and send us on home, then, ST.
All right, y'all. Once again, we appreciate you allowing us into your earbuds, your homes, your jobs, your cars for another great episodic installation of Weekly Wisdom. We hope everybody enjoyed the show this week, as well as the show, yesterday. You know, we hope everybody enjoyed that too. Man, just remember to hit us up on all our social media. Like and subscribe. We need them subs.
Yeah, give us some subs now.
Yep. Hit us up with, suggestions for the show. Tell us what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. Hit us up at the blank canvas ECSD@gmail.com. Go on our Teespring. Order you a shirt. We just came up with the idea for the new shirt. What was it?
Embrace your melanin.
Embrace your melanin. I like. Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll probably get on that and design that pretty quick. And as always, ignorance is not handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must be the light. So be the light.
And y'all keep this up, man. Don't end up like Kanye getting all this money and losing touch. Don't be out of touch. Don't be out of touch. Get your hand out your pants. All right, we'll see y'all. We'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah. Special Saturday episode. You know, something new. You know, just something special for y'all.
Don't get used to it.
Yeah. We felt a little guilty. That's about all.
That's about it. We caught up on, maybe like one of the like 12 weeks we missed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So enjoy episode 88, y'all. We love y'all.
That has been episode 88. We gonna holler at y'all next Friday.
Alright, peace, niggas.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no.